Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
Imagine yourself living in the year 1851. You're working outside, panning for gold in the newly recognized gold flats of California, sweat beating down the sides of your face while the sun is burning the back of your neck. And all you can think about is that ice-cold beer waiting for you when you meet your friends at the pub after a long day of work. That's where Sitka comes in. During its Russian heyday in the 19th century, Sitka was the busiest port on the eastern shore of the Pacific and the only shipyard north of Hawaii. As well, it was a major exporter of ice to thirsty San Franciscans. In those days, the only way you could get a cold beer was by cooling it on ice, and a lot of that ice came from Swan Lake, a man-made lake created by the Russians for income during the winter. These days, you might see folks ice skating or families walking their dogs, but in 1851, when the lake was formed by the Russians, Sitkans watched workers transform the landscape by connecting, deepening, and rerouting existing ponds and creeks. Ice was the reason for the transformation. Before the lake was created, California shipped its ice from Boston. Sailors had to go south along the Atlantic around the southern tip of Chile and back up to California. The American-Russian Commercial Company was formed in San Francisco in 1853, making a deal with Sitka Ice Company to ship ice south to California for $75 a ton. The ice was to be cut from Swan Lake in the winter months. Workers cleared any snow and then carved the ice into blocks. If done correctly, 1,000 tons of ice could be harvested from 1 acre of water during cold years. Even though it is a relatively recent addition to Sitka's beautiful scenery, Swan Lake has a special place in Alaska history.
This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.